Welcome everyone to Small Talk with Jack. This is your host, Jack. This is sort of a quick little episode. I want to apologize for not coming out with the episode on March 1st. For anyone, or I'm sorry, April 1st. Anyone that doesn't know, does not follow me on social media, I got engaged on March 30th to my beautiful, amazing girlfriend, Carly. So it has been, it was a very busy few weeks leading up to that. A lot of planning, a lot of being stressed out, honestly. And then afterwards, I just sort of forgot. I sort of lost track of time with everything that had gone on. And then this past week has been very, a little hectic trying to start wedding planning and working nights. So it's just been sort of difficult to get things together for this podcast. So I do want to apologize for that. So through this episode, I'm just going to tell you about the proposal and how it all happened. So back in February, Carly and I went to a local jewelry store, and she had already knew what ring that she wanted, like how she wanted it to look. At least that she knew what she liked. And so we went to this jewelry store just to try it on, just to confirm her suspicions of what she liked. So we tried on a bunch of different things. We first went to actually K Jewelers, and they did not have exactly what she was looking for, but they had other things, and we tried them on anyway. But she that ring that she wanted, the cut that she wanted, which was an emerald cut, she knew she still needed to try it on. So we went to, like I said, a local jewelry store. It's called Benari Jewelers. We went and they had exactly what she was looking for. It's one of the first things we tried on, and she knew she loved it. And then she tried on a bunch of other things just in case. Told her to try it all on. We tested what it would look like if it was an emerald, which, if you don't know, and I didn't know either, emeralds are very, very expensive. So we did not go with that option. We got the gentleman who worked there's card and all of his information. And we sort of gave him a budget and kind of gave him, like, provided him with a little bit of details of what the ring could be. And not too long after that, like about a week or so later, he got back to me and told me how much the ring would cost. And I said, let's do it. It was under budget. It was exactly what she wanted. It was actually a little bit bigger than what we had tried on at the store. So it worked out. It just worked out perfectly. Put in, I don't remember the exact days or, like, time frames, but I went in, put the down payment on it. Then about 5 or so weeks later, at early March, I think it came in like the 7th or something, the 6th, it came in, and I actually was at work when I got a call. I remember it being a Monday. I was at work and I was like, can I come over? I'm on my break right now. And pick it up. He's like, sure. I get over there. He's dealing with a client, so I wasn't actually able to pick it up, but I was able to see it, and it was gorgeous. So as I'm leaving, I'm like, okay. We'll say his name is Steve, since I don't want to actually say his real name. Not that it matters, but I was like, hey, Steve, I'm gonna come back tomorrow and pick it up. Is that okay? Come around 10 a.m. He was like, sure, perfect. Carly had work that day, but she worked in later in the afternoon, so I was really hoping that she wouldn't wake up, and I was able to, like, be out and about without her questioning it. Which I was right; she was not awake yet when I went, because I did not get a call from her. I didn't get a text. It was perfect. So I went out, picked up the ring, set up the payments and everything, came home and gave her a call and acted like nothing happened. Now, that same day, I called her parents and told them I wanted to come over and talk to them so I could ask her dad for permission, which her dad is one of the best. He didn't even let me ask. He just was like, I'm going to spare you the time. Yes, you're a part of the family. We appreciate you. And he said some other kind words to me. Her mother came downstairs. I was like, oh my gosh. She, you know, looking at the ring, her grandparents came in the room. It was, and everyone was like, so when are you going to do it? Blah, 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 blah. And we sort of came out with this elaborate plan. So the time frame worked where I wanted to do it on a weekend so we could have a surprise party for her. Mind you, this is like March 7th or so. March 7th is a, okay, maybe it was March 5th, actually, it's a, 5th is the Tuesday. So, the next available Saturday I worked was the 30th. So I had to wait about 4 weeks till I actually proposed to her, even though I had the ring and I had everything. So it took 4 weeks of planning, figure out who was actually going to be at this party, what we should have to eat at the party, the decorations, coordinating with my parents to provide the drinks and the desserts, my aunt who made these special cookies for her, and then I also had to coordinate with her friends to help me set up a display. We set up like an arch with flowers, some of her favorite flowers, pictures of us going across the arch, and we had to pick a location. And so we're over multiple phone calls and, you know, behind the scenes stuff, we were able to get everything done on the 25th, that Monday, if that is the 25th, the Monday before March 30th. I met with her friend Robin. We went to the location we were going to propose. I brought all my camera gear so she could set it up and record everything before we got there. So I didn't have to get there and set everything up. She would just have to, she would know how to do it, hit record. So it worked out perfectly, except for one thing. So I go there Friday night to Carly's house, spend the night, not feeling very nervous on the way there. I actually called my best friend to talk to him just because I was like, I'm so anxious right now. Like, I don't want to sit in this car and listen to music. I just want to talk to someone. And I get there and my nerves calm down because I'm with Carly and I'm like, okay, everything's fine. It's not happening yet. We're fine. She suspects nothing. We wake up. We were going to go get bagels at her favorite bagel place. They didn't have any. They were low. We think it was because of this big rush for Easter. So we drove over to Target just to shop around, do something before we actually had to. I had to go do the proposal, which was be at this park at 2:15. So we got back to her house at about 12:30-ish. That's when she started getting ready. And about 15-20 minutes before 2 o'clock, we get a call from her friend. And she goes, can you... I had to drop off my cousin at her house, which she did not. And I'm on my way back now, and I'll be back at about 2:15. Do you think you guys could come here and we could carpool to the park? This was code for Plan B. So I'm hearing this obviously for the first time, and I'm slightly panicking because I'm like, why are we going to Plan B? What happened to Plan A? Plan A was to have it at this park where Carly and I had a date like a year into our relationship. And I just remember that date. Like, it just was very, stood out to me. So I figured this would be a great place to do it. When you go to this park, there's a giant playground, and we were going to do it right behind the playground, and you can't see anything unless you walk around. So it just was a perfect place to conceal everything. So I go, okay. I didn't have to get ready yet, since it doesn't take me as long. So I go, let me go out to my car and clear out a spot for Robin. So I get out to my car. I text her. What happened? Plan B? Why? And she's like, the wind. The wind is crazy. The pictures were staying still. It actually blew over the display, the arch, and broke it. So she had to go wrap it up with her, I think her mother and her grandfather were helping her. She's like, "We gotta go, we gotta go." So they drive to her house, and they needed that time to set everything up at her house. And she picked a beautiful spot in her backyard. It is right by a creek. It was a slight breeze. The wildlife out there was chirping. It just was beautiful. So I'm getting ahead of myself. So I go, "Okay, yeah, sounds great." Carly goes, "Yep, sounds good. Clear that spot." Now I'm getting anxious. Now I'm sort of just walking around. I'm not laying down anymore like I was before, which I think was a little bit of a give, like, I gave it away a little bit, but it's okay. My goal was just to get her there. I just needed to get her there, and my nerves would have calmed down. I would have been fine. So we get dressed. My outfit looks great. I come back from changing, and she had FaceTimed my sister. Now, granted, my sister was on her way to Carly's house, so Chloe, my sister, had to go, "Oh yeah, we're all going to Target. Need anything?" We're like, "No, we're okay." And supposedly, when Chloe got the call, when they were in the car, she's like, "Carly's calling me right now." Everyone, shh, and had to like go into. She panicked a little bit. I did too, because when I saw her, I was like, "Oh no, like, what are you doing?" So she was just calling to show us her outfits and whatnot. It was nothing else. So we get in the car, put in the GPS to get to her friend's house, even though you would think Carly would know how to get there by now. Took the GPS there, and I was chewing some gum on the way there just to sort of calm my nerves, spit it out right before we get out the car. And we walk into her friend's house, and the lie to get her to go down to where the display is was, "Oh, go look to see what Smokey built," which is her Robin's grandfather's name, her friend. "Go see what he built." "Oh, okay." So we start walking down the hill, and as you like come around this bend behind these trees and bushes, you can see it. And she goes, "What's going on?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't know what's going on." And it was so beautiful. And then I proposed. I absolutely lost it when I pulled out my speech to read to her and just started kind of not bawling my eyes out, but I got pretty choked up. It was hard for me to say it. And pulled out the ring, which I kept in my pants pocket, which I was nervous that she would see, but she did not. Got away with it. This is also just to keep everything sort of short. There's much more detail I could explain it in, but it was beautiful. She started crying as soon as I got down on one knee. It took her a while. And then I see her friend Robin coming down the hill, and I'm like, give her a thumbs up. She came down, and the whole time I was proposing, it was being recorded. So I have the video of like my whole speech, and some of it's hard to hear because of the wind and how far away the camera was, but I have everything. And her family's been like, "Well, let's see the video. Let's watch the video." I'm like, I don't think we will watch the video because I want what I said to Carly to stay between me and Carly. So then we took a bunch of pictures, and I wanted to get back to Carly's house by like 3:15 because I told all of the guests to arrive at her house by 3 o'clock, and I didn't want to keep them waiting. Well, her friend Robin kept taking pictures and pictures and pictures, and so did Carly, and I tried to wrap them up on a few occasions, but it didn't work. So we ended up getting back to her house at like 3:40. So some people had been waiting for about an hour. And she walked in, and she saw all of her. Well, we come down the hill to her street, and I go, "Well, there's one more surprise." She goes, "Your parents are here?" I'm like, well, more than my parents are here. She was trying to recognize the cars, but she couldn't. So we walked in, and all my friends and her, a couple of her friends and family are there. And she was totally shocked, totally shocked. And then we just had drinks and food and just hung out. It was really nice. It worked out absolutely perfect. I wouldn't change any of it. It was perfect. So now we are trying to pick out a venue. We're trying to aim for a May 2025 wedding. But we are touring a place this coming week. It's actually where my parents got married, so hopefully it works out. And once we pick out a venue, then we can start, planning everything else, and it'll be easier. But right now, we're just really trying to find the place to get married at. So that's all there is. She is obsessed with the ring. I think she shows me every single day, like, ooh, I dropped something, and then we'll like turn the camera on FaceTime to her hand is and like point out the ring or something like that. She's obsessed, and I'm glad she really likes it, and I'm glad I got her the one that she really wanted. So, well, that is today's episode. I want to have Carly on so she can sort of tell her side of the story, and we can talk about more things. So hopefully I can get her on for next month's episode. So thank you everyone for listening. I appreciate all the support and all the people that said congratulations and showed all their love. I greatly appreciate it. You guys are wonderful. Follow me on social media. You guys can check out all the pictures that I posted for it, and you also get all the updates for this podcast. There's more to come that I'm still working on. I know it'll be in the works, and it'll take me some time. But thank you all for listening, and have a great rest of your day.